This might be controversial among certain people of a certain age. Robin Asquith does fantastic work. I mean, not in Bottle Boys. No, that's a separate issue. Remember that sitcom? I'd rather not. However, in the Confessions movies, and specifically Confessions of a Window Cleaner, which is the first movie in that Confessions series, his naivety and energy and all-round likability is what saves the movie. The sub-Confessions movies, yeah, there are some Confessions Brit sex comedies. The Adventure series, well, Barry Evans is in the first one, then you've got Christopher Neal in the others, and the performance is a little bit more knowing. It's a little less naive and a bit more knowing, and that doesn't work as well. You see, the thing is, in Confessions of a Window Cleaner, which I watched with my good friend Alan, hello Alan, the other night, last night in fact, he'd never seen it, so I really wanted to show him what he was missing, which we decided, because I haven't seen it for ages, we decided it wasn't much that he was missing at all. But if Timmy Lee, the main character, played by Robin Asquith, had been a little bit more predatory, he wants to have sexual intercourse. He never has had it. And he breaks his virginity in the movie. If he was a little bit more pushy, predatory, then the movie wouldn't work. His quality of naivety is exactly right. And it's the focal point of the film. And he's the best thing in it. One of the great things about Brit sex comedies is that certainly at the higher end, and the Confessions movies were at the highest end of Brit sex comedies. They were. Brit sex comedies, by the way, a really, really large bankrolling film series for Britain. Let me just give you an example. The movie I'm talking about, Confessions of a Window Cleaner, the budget, 150 grand. The box office, 1,265 grand. This is in 1974. The budget's quite high, but the amount of money that comes in. And this is around the opening up, certainly in the States, of hardcore porn films. So you've had Deep Throat in 1972, and that's the kind of thing which is being discussed on mainstream programming. You've got people in the media, people in show business, politicians going to see this movie. In Britain, it's different because there is none of that in any of the Brit sex comedies at all. Some people might say there's no sex or no comedy either. But with Confessions of a Window Cleaner, it's so carry on, but without the knowingness and without the well-turned gags, actually. It's more acted than gagged, and that's the problem. Less gags, more acting, that's not so good. But with the sex scenes, there's always something that doesn't go quite right. So the basic plot is that Timmy Lee, played by Robin Asquith, again, really well done, is taken on by his brother-in-law, married to his sister, Timmy Lee's sister, who's got a window cleaning company. It's called Sid Noggett. He's in all the movies. He's played by Tony Booth. More of that in a moment, if we must. And he has quite a lot of clients, none of whom seem to be men, all of whom seem to be women, because Sid Noggett has a kind of charm. So he only signs up women, it seems to me. And it's not a very good client base, is it? But anyway, Timmy Lee has various sexual activities with them, at the same time as trying to create a relationship with Elizabeth Radlett, who's a policewoman, played by Linda Hayden, whose parents are a high-ranking policeman, played by John Le Mesurier, yes, and his mum, played by Joan Hickson. Yes, this is Brit TV of the 70s, almost royalty, isn't it? If not actual royalty. And whenever he tries to have a bit, it's not really, sex is not involved, there's no sex here. It's all about cheeky seaside postcard stuff. There's no idea that they're having sex. There is nudity. There's no idea that they're having sex at all. And for instance, when he actually has sex for the first time, or has an encounter for the first time, he knocks off from the kitchen cupboard some washing up liquid, and then water comes out from, water is added, I can't remember where from. And so when they've had their encounter, the whole place is full of soap suds. So that sort of thing. It's more about the event than the actual ins and outs, quite literally, of that event. So it's more about, my God, I've always wanted to do this. My God, it's the event. It never lives up to expectations. It's that sort of, that's the kind of British way in these kind of movies. Now, another extraordinary thing, and I mentioned John Le Mesurier, and I mentioned Joan Hickson. Richard Wattis is in here as a husband who comes back early. Sam Kidd is in here, and he got a lot of work, Sam Kidd, didn't he, Alan? And the amazing thing is, and one of the Adventures movies, Adventures of a Private Eye, will have Harry H. Corbett in it, featuring in a small role, but featuring, you know, as a guest. And the amazing thing is that it was seen, I believe, by actors, jobbing actors, as John Le Mesurier called himself, on TV and in theatre, as another gig, not anything special, but not anything to turn down either. It's another gig, it's a few days' work. Bill Maynard is in here as his dad. Dandy Nichols is in here as his mum. So, actors who you wouldn't expect to be in this kind of movie add respectability to it. And it seems to me that it's the comedy part of it that they're interested in, clearly. And it was seen as another paying gig. It's another gig. You know, you could do a run of a farce, or you could do this. What would you rather do? Well, this will be just the same money, and it will be a lot less days, for instance. So the plot's fairly simple. He actually proposes to Elizabeth Radlett, who has had a date with, when she was at school, actually, which is a bit odd, wouldn't be having any of this now, with Sid Noggett, played by Tony Booth, with a kind of shouting and ranting and one-dimensional way that I've seen generally in that work. I can't say I've ever seen any depth in it. And it's got such a broad brush stroke that brush must be about 15 feet long. You could paint the whole of the Empire State Building with one swipe, with the kind of broad brushes he's using. Anyway, he does propose to her merely so they can have sex. And on the day of the wedding, and they don't make anything of the, well, this is a more upwardly mobile couple, you know, high up in the police and plenty of money, with, well, this isn't an upwardly mobile couple, although Sydney wants to be. And we don't make anything of that. You do see them at the wedding, because Timmy Lee doesn't turn up. It's no fault of his. He gets hit over the head, falls. It's quite convoluted, but it works actually. Falls onto into a sofa next door. The removal men are there. One of them, Sam Kidd, and they put him in the back of the van because they've covered him with a dust sheet while they're talking, and they're on the way to Bristol. He's in London. They're on the way to Bristol. So he can't get back. And he finally sees Elizabeth and his intended and Sid, his brother-in-law, and his sister's just given birth to a child during this film by him, having some kind of assignation in a kind of garden shed type thing. He doesn't get angry or anything or start to consider his life or anything like that. He takes the garden hose, puts it through a hole in the shed, and then sprays them with water. She leaves, he's still in there, and then the shed is on some kind of turntable. He's whizzing it round. I don't know. It doesn't look like the kind of thing that would pass health and safety standards, does it, for your garden? It really doesn't. And this whole movie is strangely lacking in gags. It's the first of a series. It's popular. But it's lacking in gags. And that's because I think it's an acting thing rather than a gags thing. Now, Carry On is a lot of people who can act, but mainly variety performers and comedians who give us fantastic gags. And I love the Carry On series. You know, I love it. But this is more about actors not really interested in the gags. It's more character work. There isn't much character work, to be honest, in most of these performances, except Robin Asquith, who's head and shoulders above everybody else. He's got such a winning, lovely way about him. And that's really hard to do. So congratulations, because that's fantastic work. I wanted to podcast about this for ages. It's something I saw when I was quite young, and it was an X certificate. So to see that was something very special. And looking back on it, I'd forgotten they even got married. So just shows it when I was a kid. The plot wasn't what was interesting to me. And actually, looking at it last night, there isn't much plot, but there is that central performance, and that is fabulous. Ta-ta.